Tuesday the 3rd of November, Tess Zion Cheshvan, Rabbi Moshe Bunim Kraus, are women included in Mitzvahs Kiddush and Sudas Yom Tov?
Morning, wherever Rabbi Isai. As Rabbi Alan just said, the Indian we wish to discuss is whether women are included in the Mitzvah of Kiddush of Yom Tov, and are they included in the Mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov? And we'll discuss one or two other affiliated in Yonim, the Megea to Yom Tov. I know we've just finished Yom Tov, so really I should really be postponed till perhaps a month before Pesach. But nevertheless, yeah, Chanukah. No, this is not Negate Chanukah. Negate Yom Tov. But we'll have to bear it in mind. But as Hashem, when it comes to Yom Tov, then we'll know what to do. Hopefully. Now. The question is, we know there's a rule, B'chol HaTorah, that Noshim, Ha'onim Mukhiv, in mitzvahs asay, in those mitzvahs asay which are not fixed to a time. We know that there's a rule, mitzvahs asay shazman groma, Noshim paturos. Any mitzvahs asay which is fixed to a time, women are potter, are exceptions. Matzah is an exception, we learn that from a special posset. Shabbos is also an exception. Shabbos, the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, women are obliged to keep. They're obliged to make kiddush on Shabbos. Even though it's mitzvahs asay, shazman groma, it's a mitzvahs asay which is fixed to a time. Each one of these particular cases has a special limud, especially the alfusa, which the Gemara tells us in Kiddushim, where we learn from that women are chayovis. But generally the rule is, mitzvahs asay, shazman groma, noshim paturis. Mitzvahs lois asay is different. A mitzvahs lois asay, a negative command, you may not wear sharpness. Okay, that's not fixed to a time. But anything which is a negative inyan, even though it's confined and fixed to a specific time, women are included. But if it's a positive command, you have to do this, you have to do that, then there's a rule, noshim paturos. Mrs. Kriya Shema, for example, we know all these cases where noshim are exempt. Now the question here is, and the first one who discusses it, as far as we know in the Tshuva Sfarim, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. He discusses Yom Tov, Noshim Negeir to Yom Tov. How does the mitzvah of Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Yom Tov, affect women? Now Yom Tov has two sides to it. There's a mitzvah Sloy Sasei and there's a mitzvah Sasei. Yom Tov is a mitzvah Sloy Sasei. What's a mitzvah Sloy Sasei of Yom Tov? Sloy Sasei Kamalacha. You may not do work. So Avada, the shayla we're discussing is not negeir to the mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Avada noshim on muzhoros are forbidden to do malach on yontav. It's a mitzvahs lo yisaseh. Even though it's confined to a time, because it's only yontav, it's not yontav the whole year round. It's only yontav, it's zman groma. But nevertheless, women are included in the lo yisaseh because the mukhiv, all lo yisaseh. However, the question here is, what's with mitzvahs aseh? For example, kiddush. Or for example, Seudas Yom Tov. Kvega in Shuvah Siman Aleph discusses the mitzvah of Seudas Yom Tov. Are women obliged to have a Seudas Yom Tov? To have a Seud on Yom Tov. We know that on Shabbos is mitzvah to have three Seudas. Yom Tov, the mitzvah to have two Seudas. And both of those two Seudas have to be bread-based meals. They have to have pas. Kvega is Mesupah where the Noshim and Mokhiv to eat pas on Yom Tov. Why should they be exempt? For just the reason we just mentioned. It's mitzvah sasei, shazman groma. It's a mitzvah sasei. Having simcha on yontav, having covered of yontav, enjoying yontav, covered yontav, having bread on yontav, all these in yonim are positive commands. Mitzvah sasei. And yontav is magroma because confined to a time. So perhaps women are potter from Sudas yontav. So Rabbi Kveger explains that of course they're obliged in the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov means you have to have something to eat. You can't starve all day. You can't have a tannis on Yom Tov. Even women are included in that mitzvah. The positive Samach Tabachagecha, Ata, Ovincha, Vitecha, have other women are included. But we're not dealing with the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. We're dealing with the mitzvah of covered Yom Tov. The mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, the Pasuk says Mufurish. After Ovincha Vitecha, females are also included in the mitzvah. But there are two separate inyanim in the mitzvah of eating on Yom Tov. There's a mitzvah of Simcha and there's a mitzvah of Kavod. The mitzvah of Simcha, they are included. The question is mitzvah of Kavod. That means like this. They are not allowed to fast on Yom Tov because they have to have Simcha on Yom Tov. But do they have to have a bread-based meal? What obliges a person on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? What obliges a man on Yom Tov and anybody on Shabbos? What obliges them to have pas, to have bread? Because of kovod, the mitzvah of kovod must be mechavad Shabbos. Kovod va'oinig, part of the kovod and oinig Shabbos is to have bread. Bread-based meal. I know for some people, bread is a bit of an oil. It's a bird nowadays we prefer the quicker, how to get over and done with it as quick as possible. But Chazal understood lechem levavenosh yispa as the bread. Bread is the thing which satiates, which satisfies, and in order to give a person the proper oinig from his meal, the proper kovod, it needs to be bread-based. So now the question is, says Rabbi Kiveika, are women obliged to have bread? And Rabbi Kiveika says, they are pturois, they're potter, it's mitzvah, it's mangarama. Women don't need to have bread. Of course, if they do it, they've got a mitzvah, like all mitzvahs, which women can do on a voluntary basis, but they're not obliged to do it. Says Rabbi Kiveika, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, what happens if a woman forgets yale v'yovei on yom? She forgets to say yale v'yovei in benching. Now what's the rule, what's the klal when it comes to forgetting something in benching? What was the person forgot Ritzei on Shabbos? Do they have to repeat? If you forget Ritzei on Shabbos, you have to repeat. If you forget Yale V'Yove, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, do you have to repeat? Or what's the difference? It all depends on Yechiyah Psuda. As such a meal which you are obliged to have bread, if that bread is obligatory, and you forgot to say Ritzei, or whatever it may be, Yale V'Yove. If you had to eat bread at this meal, and you forgot Yale V'Yove Ritzei, you have to repeat. If you did not have to eat bread, you don't have to repeat. Says Rabbi Kiveika, women who are not obliged to eat bread on Yom Tov, if they forget Yale V'Yove, they don't have to repeat.
And Shabbos?
In benching, what?
Shabbos the same?
Shabbos not. Shabbos women are obliged. Because Shabbos, there's a special limud, the women are obliged in all mitzvahs of Shabbos, even the mitzvahs as say. So a woman forgets Ritzei on Shabbos is the same as a man. But on Yom Tov, says Rabbi Kiveika, it's different. The only exception is, who can think what the one exception would be, where a woman would have to repeat if she forgot. If she did forget Yale V'Yovei on Yom Tov, there's one case. Huh? Falls in Shabbos, okay, another case. Huh? There's one more case, Rabbi Kiveika says. One Yom Tov of the year, women are obliged to eat bread.
First night Pesach,
or second night Pesach. Leil Pesach, the Mukhiv Tit Matzah. Even this mitzvah seishas magroma, women are obliged. We learn that from Sukkim. So matzah would be the exception. The first night Pesach, second night Pesach, and chuzaros, that would be the only exception. That's what happened to Rabbi Kiveika. That's Rabbi Kiveika shit. Now, we want to be done. We want to discuss whether everybody agrees with this shita. And now Maskon and Lamaisa will come out, L'choira, not like Rabbi Kiveika. The question is, what will be with Kiddush? The main teshuva of Rabbi Kiveika, what he's discussing there, is the Negev to Yom Tov. That was the Negev to Suda on Yom Tov. That was the shaili was asked, Shuvas, Madura Kama Simon Aleph. Somebody asked a question to Rabbi Kiveika, Maisa Shahoya, we were having the Yom Tov meal, and my whole family forgot Yalav Yovai, and asked Rabbi Kiveika the shaila. We would have thought such a shaila, don't ask Rabbi Kiveika, look in Shulchan Aruch, someone called Peches. It's very interesting, this is the first shaila, but that's what they asked Rabbi Kiveika, and you see, I'm on this Kedai to ask even a God Gadai a very simple question. So Rabbi Kiveika said, yes, Avad, it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to repeat, but my Chiddush is, and I hold Allah and the Maisa, that women are different. That was what Rabbi Kiveika says, that women are not included in this rule of repeating when you forget Yalev Yovei. But the shaila of Rabbi Kiveika mainly discusses Yalev Yovei. That's the main shaila. In that tshuva, he does not discuss Kiddush. But at the back, in Hashmotas, he's got an extra bit, Hashmotah, which is left out, which is as long as the tshuva. They're both not very long, but there it's perhaps even longer. And there he says, what's with Kiddush? Now, L'chayra, before we see what Rabbi Kiveika says, what would we say? What would we say, looking at the fact, the way Rabbi Kiveika tells us, that women are paturos, are exempt from mitzvahs asay of Yom Tov, what would be Kiddush of Yom Tov? Huh? L'chayra be potter. Chayvi Potter. Why? Because Kiddush is the emes and mitzvah says my grommets. It's fixed to a time. Kiddush, you don't make Kiddush on Tuesday morning. You make Kiddush on Yontif, make Kiddush on Shabbos. It's fixed to a time. So surely Kiddush is Zman Groma. And if we're going to accept that women are Potter from any mitzvah Zman Groma of Yontif, then they don't have to make Kiddush. They're Potter from Kiddush. Big Kiddush. Gvaltig Kiddush, women are not going to make Kiddush. When the emes Rebbe Kmekin, Hashmotas Takas says, I say. It says, as the fact that we find women make Kiddush, the reason for that is simply, he says, because Kiblu Alayhu. They accepted upon themselves, that we know that also some things which we have accepted upon ourselves, men, some examples, Mari, for example, is one example, but there are various mitzvahs which women, which people have accepted, even without a proper obligation. Says Rabbi Kmei, Kiddush on Yontif for a woman is voluntary. They'd be makabel. So a woman nowadays still has to make it because the general haskam of women is to be makabel kiddush, but they're not mukhiyev with the same toik of the same strength as the man. That's what Rabbi Kvega says.
Shabbos, yes.
There again, like we said before, because Shabbos, there's a mafurusha drosha, we say, zocha v'shomba b'divu echot ne'emru. Zocha v'shomba. Shomba is the negative aspect of Shabbos, and zocha is a positive. The making kiddush. Zocha is a mekachin. Shmuch said it b'divu echot, said it together, and from that we learn that they're compared to each other, and anybody who's included in the negative has also the positive. So of course a woman has the mitzvahs, I say, of kiddush on Shabbos. But when it comes to Yontif, Yontif is not Shabbos. Yontif is Yontif, Shabbos is Shabbos. So women are part of him kiddush. What would be halacha lemaisa? According to this, I mean, this can happen, this has happened, somebody told me had this shayla. A woman doesn't want to make kiddush yontov morning, yontov night, whatever. She doesn't want to make kiddush, she can't take the wine, whatever it is. She says, please, says to a man, says to her husband, please, can you make kiddush on my behalf? Can you make kiddush for me? Now, he's already heard kiddush, the man's already made kiddush, she wants to make kiddush just for her sake. Just for her sake. You can only make kiddush to be moitzi to somebody else. You can only make kiddush to be moitzi to somebody else.
I can't.
Yeah, okay. Right. So the question here is, what's the negea to kiddush for women? So we said the nafkamina will be if Noshim are potter from kiddush, a man will not be able to make kiddush for them if the man had read the binyotza. And the same would go vice versa. If a man asked his wife to be moti him with kiddush, if they are paturois, again, one cannot make kiddush. She cannot be moti him with kiddush. So Rabbi Kvega holds their potter. What's with hadlokas neiris? We know women like the neiris. Are we going to suggest that women are potter from hadlokas neiris? According to Rabbi Kvega, yes, because it's man grom, it's fixed to a time. So this is very, very schwer. Very difficult, because if you can accept Rabbi Kvega's psak that women are potter from any positive mitzvah of Yontiv, is it okay? Yeah. If we can accept that women are potter from any positive command of Yontiv, it would come out that women are not mechuyev to the hadlokas neiris.
How do you know?
It's covered by oinig. Covered by oinig. Part of oinig Shabbos and oinig Yontiv is to have light. It shouldn't be dark. It's a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah to have enjoyment on Shabbos, and that enjoyment is done by means of having light around the place. It's not simcha. It's covered v'oinik. It's a contribution to be part. In fact, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky in Zichron and Shmuel, the contribution women should not be mechuyev to light the neiros. Are you going to say they can light it on a voluntary basis? If it's a voluntary basis, how can they be made to a man? The woman who lights the neiros in the house for the whole house, she's being made to the man. If she's not mechuyev to do it, then her hadlocha will not help from the man. And furthermore, says Reb Shmuel, if you're going to say the paturos, how can they make the bracha? Asher k'dishon zon hadik neshel yontev. If they're not mechuyev, how can they make the bracha? Yeah, which is only a kasha if you hold like the Sfadim, like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch holds. You can't make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh, she's man grama, a woman can't make a bracha. But it is Shvet, the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can make a bracha on adlokas ne'er yontav from first Shulchan Aruch. So we have l'choyer a clear raya that women are between the adlokas and neiris, which we have to understand. Rabbi Kveig is l'choyer ve'i Shvet. Rabbi Kveig Mustamahal, I'm sure he had the teretz, but l'choyer, it's very Shver. Shmuel suggests the teretz, we're not going to go into that just now. But Pashtus, since we find women on Mitzvah in adlokas and neiris, would indicate that women are included in the positive commandments of Yontif. The question is now, why? Why should they be included? It's not only the kasha from Adlokas Neris. Kiddush itself is actually a clear machlekes. We said Rabbi Kveig in Nashmata says women are not obliged to make Kiddush on Yontif. They make Kiddush on a voluntary basis and Kiblu Alai, they accepted it. But not that they're actually obliged like men. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Hei Arida is Loshen, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Graz, says as follows. In Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Hei, this is a Shabbat, says Shulchan Aruch Harav. Noshim Chayovais Bekiddush Hayoim B'Shabbat Minatayra, Ovi Yontav Midrabonon. Noshim Amuchiv make Kiddush on Shabbat Minatayra, and Yontav Midrabonon. Fahaf Apisha Kol Mitzvah says, Hei, she's my grom of Peturis Memena. All Mitzvah says, my grom, Noshim Apeturis. Bekiddush Hayoim Chayovais, the Amuchiv make Kiddush, and Nema Zochais in B'Shabbat. It says Zochais in B'Shabbat. Nema Shomor, she can't change in B'Shmira, yes, in B'Shira. It says Shmir and says Chira, Zocha and Shomer. Whoever's included in Shomer is included in Zocha. So women, since they're included in Shomer, they're not allowed to do the Mitzvah, not to do the negative parts of Shabbos. They're also obliged to do the positive. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav has told us that women are mechuyot to make kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mefurash, not like Rabbi Kveig. Women are included in the mitzvah saseh of kiddush of Yom Tov. The question is only pshat in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. What's pshat? Shulchan Aruch Rav says it in, it applies to Shabbos and Yontiv, and he gives a svara because that doesn't apply to Yontiv. How does that affect Yontiv? What's the pshat? Why should that be a reason for Yontiv? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Meshuvas, Negros Moshe, was asked this very shaila. This was an actual case, whether you can make kiddush on behalf of women, if you're not obliged, whether it's an obligation for women, he says they are obliged. He doesn't bring Shulchan Aruch Rav, doesn't bring anybody, doesn't bring Rabbi Kveig, he just says the Mechiv. And he says as follows. He says, the reason is, because, he says, where is the Mekoyer? Where do we learn from? Where do we know from you have to make Kiddush on Yontav? Where's the Mekoyer? Kiddush on Yontav, we all make Kiddush on Yontav. What's the reason? Where do we learn it from? It doesn't say anything in the Torah. Zoches Ya Yontav Lekatra. It says Zoches Ya Meshavas Lekatra. It doesn't say anything about Yontav. How do you know you have to make Kiddush? Says Shaitin Rambam. Rambam zogt. Rambam is in Perchav Tes Mehilchus Shabbos Alochi Yudches. Says Rambam as follows: Kshem shemekatchim b'Shabbos kach mekatchim b'Yontiv mishum shehem Shabbos Hashem. Says Rambam, you know why I make kiddush on Yontiv? It's probably only in a smachta. There's only a drabonon. Why do you make kiddush on Yontiv? Because Yontiv is also called Shabbos. Shabbos is it's a day of rest. It's not the day of rest like Shabbos. Shabbos is a complete day of rest. But Lemaisa Yontiv is also called Shabbosin. It's included Shabbosin. So it's called Shabbos Hashem. So when it says Zocha es Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi, we don't just mean Shabbos. We mean Yontiv as well. Because Shabbos is also, Yontiv is also called Shabbos. Says the Rambam, that's from where we learn that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush on Yontiv. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, therefore, women are going to be included in the mitzvah of Kiddush on Yontiv as well. Why? Because since Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi refers to women as well, like we said, because Zocha and Shomai are compared to each other, so women are included in Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi, therefore they're included to its entirety. It includes Shabbos with all pshatim which Shabbos includes, which means Yom Tov as well. So Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi is pointing at women as well, and Shabbos is pointing at Yom Tov as well, which therefore means, it follows on, that women are included in the mitzvah of Kiddush on Yom Tov. Are they passing Rav Moshe Feinstein? He doesn't bring Shulchan Aruch Rav, doesn't bring anybody. But L'choyer, that is the pshat in Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav said that women are mechuyev, it's because of this. That is the reason, because Shabbos includes Yom Tov. That's the pshat why women are mechuyev on Kiddush.
Yom Tov gets all
the lochos of
Shabbos.
Oh, we'll come to that. So far we only know about Kiddush. We've proved that there's a machlekes. We have a clear machlekes between Rabbi Kveig and Shulchan Aruch Rav, where the kiddush for women is a chiyuvi, is mechuyev the mechuyev on Yom Tov. We know that Rabbi Kveig says women are pturais and Shulchan Aruch says women are chiyuvis. Now, what's with all the other mitzvahs say, the other kovid v'oinig inyanim of Yontiv? Can we use the Shulchan Aruch Rav to help us for the other mitzvahs say of Yontiv? In Ichal, L'choira, yes, one can. And the reasoning is simple. Let's ask a question. How do we taken know that women on Shabbos, how do you know women on Shabbos are mechuyev to have suda Shabbos? How do they mechuyev to the Shabbos? So Mr. Tav three sudas on Shabbos, Mr. Tav lecha mishnah. What obliges women to do these mitzvahs asay? It's a mitzvah asay, it's man grama. Why are they mechuyev to do? Why are they mechuyev to have suda Shabbos? What's mechayev them? It's man grama. What?
It goes with the Kiddush together.
Goes with Kiddush. Why should it go with Kiddush? Kiddush Makom Suda. Okay, who told him to have Lecha Mishnah? And what's about Shalosh Shudas? You haven't got that Svara Kiddush Makom Suda. It's Rishonim discuss it. Rishonim discuss it. The Rishonim discuss it. And the Ran says in Shabbos that women are included because it's included in Kiddush. Not because Kiddush needs Suda. But Zachzim and Shabbos Kach is just an example. Since the Torah told us women are obliged to make Kiddush, that is a gilui. That teaches us that women are included in the positive aspect of Shabbos. Kiddush is not meyuchad Kiddush only. It's not the solitary case is Kiddush. If the Torah told us that we're going to make Kiddush, that is an indication the Torah means that Shabbos Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. So we don't decide it's Shabbos, it's Kiddush and nothing more than that. We don't confine it only to Kiddush. We say this stretches beyond Kiddush alone, and it goes to Suda Shabbos, it goes to Lech Mishnah, it goes to all the positive aspects. So from where do we know that women are included in other mitzvahs asay of Shabbos? I'm talking about Shabbos. How do you know women are included in the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos? The answer is it stretches from Kiddush. Kiddush is a gilui on everything else. Since we know Kiddush, the mechuyev, it includes everything else as well. So therefore the reasoning is simple. However, when it comes to Yontif, since we've shown that the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that women are mechuyev to make Kiddush on Yontif, and the reason is, whatever the reason is, but the reason, we explained the reason, because it's called Shabbos, but the ma'aseh mechuyev to make Kiddush, so therefore if by Shabbos, that's called Mevin Dovah Matech Dovah, we learn that one from the other, if by Shabbos, the whole Makoy to say women are mechuyev, the other mitzvahs are say of Shabbos, is because they have Kiddush, that's where they have the other things as well. So obviously, Yontif, where they also have Kiddush, it follows on, they have all the other positive aspects of Yontif as well. So mainly, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know, it doesn't say Mufurish, as far as I know, anywhere, it doesn't mention Mufurish, the women should have to make Suda on Yontif. He didn't have to explain it, it was obvious to him. If they're mechuyev to make Kiddush, they're mechuyev to make Suda Yontif as well. So women would be obliged, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, and according to Moshe Feinstein, who holds like that as well, they're obliged to have Suda Yontif.
They're
talking with derisive. Huh? Derisive. Women's derisive. Shabbos minatoy. They're the same as men. Whatever men have, they're mechuyev. Shulchan Aruch says Kiddush on Shabbos is minatoy, and Kiddush on Yontif is a midrabbanon. Seems that Shabbos Hashem seems to be only in Asmacht. It's interesting. Now Shulchan Aruch says it's only rabbanon.
So they're
chamishon
and everything like
that.
Kiddush on Yontif.
Kiddush and Yontif is only Drabbanon. Yeah.
Why don't we learn from Sirah, Machos and Shabbos, but Yontif and Shabbos are the same, kind of called the same?
That's a proof to what we're just saying, that's a proof it's called Shabbos. The proof is called Shabbos. Why is it not other Isaac? Why do we not say it's called Shabbos Minat Torah? We have to know exactly why. We have to know why it's not Minat Torah, we have to look into this point. There is a discussion about this point, whether Kiddush, someone to say it's Minat Torah, but the Maisa, the Magid Mishnah says it's Rabbanon, it's Mufurish, even though it's the Dasa Rambam. Someone to say the Rambam holds Minat Torah. But however you learn, but whatever the reason is, but one fact we do see that women are included in Kiddush. That's Mufurish Shulchan Aruch Rav. Once we know that the Mechuyev in Kiddush, and we know already that Kiddush brings with all the other chiyuvim, it follows obviously that they've got all the other chiyuvim as well. So I think that's fairly clear that according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, women would not just have the mitzvah of Kiddush, would have all the other positive mitzvahs. Therefore, according to him, if a woman would forget Yad Levavah, she'd have to repeat. How do we pasken? I mean, who can be machriya between Shulchan Aruch Rav and Rabbi Kaveig, who can be machriya? But we do have Rav Moshe Feinstein also takes on as like that. that they're mechuyev for kiddush, and lechayim comes that they're mechuyev to have the suddas yontiv. And besides the fact we ask, what about hadlokas aneiris? What's hadlokas aneiris? So hadlokas aneiris lechayim is mashman the whole mechuyev. So the lechayim and halacha, a woman would forget, we would want, we lechayim would pass and not like Rebbe Kivega. And I spoke to a few to Choshva Meira Hira, and they also passed in that if a woman forget, she would have to repeat benching if she forgot Yalimah, because we passed in Lachoyah not like Rebbe Kivega, and we passed in that a woman is Mitzuvah in the positive aspects of Yontiv. Now there's one other Svara here which can just touch on which Leisisa, Sovik in the Gerasa of Leisisa. Yeah, but we've got the majority of opinions. We've got the majority of opinions. We've got proofs. Shacharav definitely holds that way, and Rosh Hashanah also paskins as I. And there are other places as well who take on, not like Rav Kaveka, they take on the women on Mitzvah. I didn't bring them all down, there are some others, the Sfarim bring down others. The majority of opinions, Acharam and Ateis, is that they are Mechuyev on Mitzvah. She's Mesupik, it's different. No, if it's Mesupik, then she shouldn't say it again. She doesn't know where to say the Alev Yovah, but what's called Mesupik, I mean, usually if you know generally that you didn't think, probably didn't say. She's actually got a proper Sufik that she should not repeat.
Yeah,
but
like
a sophic you wouldn't say, but
even if you have a
das yochid
who says that you don't, then you've got problems.
Sophic
rock is
going
back.
So Ross the Hakko.
Then we don't.
Don't understand why. Rasa is. Are you sure about that?
I can give examples afterwards.
I'm not sure about that. You got a majority of shittas hold one way that you mechuyev to say a bracha over again.
You don't
say? Yeah?
How big is that opinion? Sorry, if I'm correct, I might
could
be wrong.
I have to know whether it's. There is a rule that Sofer Brochus is different, but I don't know whether it would be Choshev Adas Yochid. I'll have to look into it. Okay, I'm happy to hear where Yamar Mochim is. There's a svara mentioned in Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa. He brings it from Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, another svara to oblige women to make kiddush. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa paskens that women are mechuyev on kiddush on Yom Tov. So we mentioned one svara. We mentioned a svara that the mechuyev be kiddush because it's called Shabbos Hashem. The Rambam says it's called Shabbos Hashem. Shlomo Zalman Oyebach wants to say a different reason. Shmir Shabbos Kilchosa brings from Shlomo Zalman, he says that Yontiv is called Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh. Now Mikra Kodesh, he brings a mechilta that there's a chiyuv kiddush on Yontiv from Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh, call it Kodesh. So we have a new makor for the mitzvah of kiddush. We mentioned so far the Rambam's reason, because Yontiv is called Shabbos. But the Mechilta has a totally new reason. Mechilta says the reason is because, says the Mechilta, Zochais and Shabbos Lekatche Bibrocha, Mikan Omru Mekatchin Alayayim Bichnisosai. From here we learn that Yimuchitim Mekatch on Shabbos, on Yayin, when it comes in. Ein Yayin Shabbos Yom Mentovi Minayin, Tamadim, Ein Amoyed Hashem Hashem Tikrois Mikro Kodesh. They call Mikro Kodesh. Mikro Kodesh means make Kiddush. From here we learn that you have to make Kiddush. All women included, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, all women included in Mikra Kodesh. Other women included. So the Sefer Achinuch writes that there's a mitzvah say of Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh tells us as Achinuch, you may not do malacha on Yontiv. Mikra Kodesh is an assay not to do malacha. If a person does malacha on Yontiv, besides the lois assay of doing malacha, he's also over the assay of Mikra Kodesh, because he's not called a Mikra Kodesh, he's done malacha. How can you call it holy if you do malacha? Says the Chinuch, Mikra Kodesh includes the Isra malacha, and says the Chinuch, it includes women as well. Why does it include women? It's a mitzvah assay, says the man Groman. That's the Chinuch of the Chinuch. That includes women. And the reason is, because the Chinuch holds, and that's the shit of other Rishonim, where you have a lois assay, and then the assay comes together with it, women have their say as well. I mean, it's where there's a loisit on a certain pola, certain action. You may not do malacha. And there's an assay which comes to encourage and machazik that loisit assay. Women, just as have the loisit, have their assay. So the chinuch says women have the mikro kodesh of malacha on yomtiv. Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, since they have mikro kodesh legaba malacha, they also will have mikro kodesh legaba that they're not allowed to, that they're going to make kiddush. Because mikro kodesh obliges them to make kiddush. You can't split the posik. They're obliging them to make kiddush. That's the shita of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aibach. We can't go into it just now because time is short. There's a very strong kasha on it. The Ran is mufurish faket. The Ran, which is the same shita as a chinuch, in the Ran in Kiddush Neflamdal, the Ramadan that says mufurish, that that we say women have got the mitzvah say is only legaba, the part that it's mechazik the mitzvah say. It won't affect other mitzvah say. So the Sora of Rosh Hashanah Zalman is very shvah. But at the end of the day, Shmish Abbas Kachosev Paskins as well. I'm not the big Machadish, because the Meister, after Rosh Hashanah holds women can make this, you can make a bracha for a woman. I mean, he holds, you can go to Kula the Mechuvah Kiddush. The Meister, Shmish Abbas Kachosev also holds La Halacha, Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Okay, we chaylik on him and his reasoning. But the Meister, he Paskins, Shmish Abbas Kachosev, that the women are Mechuvah Kiddush, which would mean the man can make Kiddush for a woman, which would also be a question of bracha. So the Meister, we have the Gedoyle Achroinim of Zmanenu, the Meister who take on, even when it's negated to brachas, the are Mechuvah Kiddush, which follows on from there, the Mechuvah, the suit as well. So if you should forget Yalav Yavai, and Nezdati, they would have to repeat.